and gentlemen, it is Star Time. Are you ready for Star Time?
Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the Hound. Oh. in the States.
Right. This is the hound. Yeah. New experiment in the echo experience here. What do we got? What's going on here? Oh my God! It's Movember, and that was Ward Darby and his Raves with Safari. We heard the Royal Tones and Black Lightning. Let's bring the drums down a little. The Tone Kings and Growl. Lenny and the Thunder Tones with Thunder Express, and we opened up with the Raymarks and Backfire. And I'd like to thank Chris T for this digital pitch shifter delay we got going here. Listen to this. Whoop. Yeah, do all kinds of things. Anyway, a lot of things going on today. We got 5 billion tickets to give away to this. We have tickets for both the Dynamic Blues Divas show tonight at the Beacon, which is Eddie James, Mavis Staples, Katie Webster, and Nell Carter. And also for next Saturday at the Benson and Hedges Blues Festival, Fabulous Thunderbirds, Bobby Blue Bland, John Lee Hooker, Buddy Guy, and Junior Wells. They're like 30 buck tickets. I got a whole ton of them to give away. We got a new phone number, by the way, area code 201-678-7743. All right, write that down. Anyway, we brought out Den Y with us here today. You there, Den?
Yes, I'm here.
And our dueling bartenders, Sally and Andy, are here. And we got lots of news. We got the Ike Turner birthday tribute coming up.
Ike.
A set of gospel swipes, a blues hangover, hillbilly hangover, jungle hop. Whatever we get to, we got a lot of stuff. Maybe we won't get to it all.
We got
a cocktail set. Yeah, first cocktail, first martini. Because the sun goes down now. You know, it's like we do hangover this, but now, you know, hangover that. But now it's like time for we're getting into the first martini set as your bodies adjust to the new winterization process. Anyway, it is Bovember, so we got our Bovember set kicking it off with who else but a guy named Bo, maybe.
Man, he looks 10 days older than water. Say, look here.
What that?
Look like your process took a recess.
That's all right. At least I can afford to get one. You wearing one of them do-it-yourself jobs, ain't you? Say.
Yeah.
I wrote a song about you.
Let me hear it.
You sure you want to hear it?
I want to hear all of it. Never mind the tempo. You just shove on in there.
All right.
You is one ugly child. Who can your mama be?
Oh. I got another verse you want to hear?
Go ahead and say it. Let me hear it, man. Lay it down there to me.
If I was your daddy, I'd go and jump in the sea.
No, I ain't gonna talk about you like that. After all, it wasn't your fault.
Leah!
Yeah.
I heard you had a new job, too.
Isn't that right?
You wanna hear what kind of job I heard that you had?
What kind of job I got now?
Standing out in front of a doctor's office making people sick.
That's all right. I heard something about you, too.
You heard about me?
Yes, I did. I heard that you were so ugly that when you cried, the tears ran down the back of your head to keep from coming towards your face.
Say, look here.
What that?
What size shoes you wear?
10½.
Yeah.
All right.
I figured you was gonna say that. Your feet look like you got on violin cases.
Hey, you fellas, I still ain't got nothing to do with it, but I didn't want to tell y'all that ain't neither one of y'all good looking.
Slipping in a sliding, peeping in a hiding, I'm so glad I got wise. Ripping in a running, drinking in a running, baby, I got him for your jive. You're slipping in a sliding, peeping in a hiding, I caught you in the act last night. Oh, you pick a knob, a two-time jive, I've been told a long time ago. You've been running around with that. that man crawls down. Baby, that hurt me so. You're slipping in a slide, beeping in a hide. Won't be like that no more. You're slipping in a slide, beeping in a hide, won't be like that no more. Oh, well, it's your time, baby, I don't mean maybe. You better be moving on. Oh, go ahead, like I said before, I lose my head. Love for you is gone. You're slipping in a slide, been in a hide. You better be moving on. You better be moving on. Yeah, better be moving on. Yeah,
better be moving on. Baby, I got the whiskey and you got the gin. I got the whiskey, baby, and you got the gin. Let's both, baby, drink and get drunk again. Hey, whiskey, what you said, gin? Hey, whiskey, what you said, gin? Let's both, baby, drink and get drunk again. It don't make me no difference how drunk you may be. Since you don't hold back, baby, honey, loving me. Cause I got the whiskey and you got the gin. I got the whiskey and you got the gin. Let's both, baby, drink and get drunk again. I got the washboard and you got the tub. Let's put them together, baby, and we'll rub the tub. Hey, washboard, what you said, tub? Hey, washboard, what you said, tub? Let's put them together, baby, and we'll rub the tub. It don't make me no difference how tired you may be. Since you don't hold back, baby, honey, and rubbing with me. Cause I got the washboard and you got the tub. I got the washboard and you got the tub. Let's put them together, baby, and we'll rub, rub.
In the jungle.
Right. This is the hound. Oh, where are we? Is this thing on? Woo! What do you think, Denois?
Not bad.
Yeah, you like that technology?
It's not as good as the old one, but it'll have to do.
Whoa. All right. That was our Bovember set, right? We know that we heard counting backwards. Bo Dudley with Shotgun Rider. Bo Tolliver with Beggin'. Bo Carter, Let's Get Drunk Again. Eddie Bo, I'm Wise. That's the original version of that. Actually, Little Richards was the cover version. And we open up with Bo Diddley, Signifying Blues. Whoa.
Now what? You can't hear yourself?
No, my mic is dead.
Thank you, Den. My mic is dead. I think this mic cord might have just bought the farm.
Well, oh, it's back on, but it's breaking up a little. Oh, I don't know. I mean,
like we're at a bad rock.
I thought we had technology conquered here, but I guess not. Yeah. Oh, that one. There we go. We'll just play with that a little. All right. So what are we doing? Should we just do a little news and then we'll
failing us again?
Then we'll go into these, try to give away some tickets or something, right? You want to do some news there, Den?
Yes, I think it's time.
What do you say? What do you say? From the Eblis desk.
What do we got?
Graceland's getting its own zip code.
Okay, that about sums this story up. Memphis, return to sender, address unknown, will be issuing from Elvis Presley's Graceland mansion, but not set to music. Postal Service has approved Graceland's request to operate a postal station in a visitor center that will open this month. All its mail will be postmarked Graceland Contract Station.
I guess that's a vote for an Elvis postage stamp, right?
It's leaning that way. Leaning that way. So if you go down there, you can mail stuff from there, and it'll be postmarked.
Yeah.
Graceland Contract Station.
And from that kooky peacetime Navy, we have a good one. A U.S. warplane. I love this. I like when this sort of thing happens. A U.S. warplane accidentally dropped a 500-pound bomb on the Navy-guided missile cruiser USS Reeves during maneuvers in the Indian Ocean the other day. Five sailors were slightly injured and a 5-foot hole was left in the ship's main deck. The bomb, which detonated upon impact, set up a small fire, which was quickly extinguished. Five sailors who received injuries did not require outside medical attention. The cruiser was located 32 miles from Diego Garcia in the Indian Ocean. Don't ask me what Diego was doing out there in the middle of the Indian Ocean. I imagine floating around. Oh,
wacky Navy. Like they've really been doing it. That's like the fourth one in 2 weeks or something.
Yeah, they're such cards. Anyway,
I'm bored, you know.
How about this Grateful Dead concert murder?
I was talking to our pal Ted about that the other night.
Yeah.
Well, that's some Channel 5 is wants them. They're doing a story on bouncer violence.
Oh.
And they were trying
to take
him
to the Ritz.
They were trying to get Ted in on that, but he refuses to be involved with cheap TV journalism.
Which Ted are we talking about?
See here, Ted? Of the
why would he know about what would... Because Nancy got beaten up.
Right,
they
went to trial.
Oh, yeah.
One of the original bouncer violence stories.
Yeah.
They got beat up at a... Was that a dictator's reunion?
A dictator show. Nancy was accidentally, with a misguided White Castle burger, hit a bouncer and was stomped into submission.
Well, apparently that guy is, I see him, I live across the street now from the Save the Robots, and he's working there now.
Well, there you go. Don't throw any White Castles around that bar.
I guess it looks good on his resume.
Oh, here it's a genius. A Queens man was charged with trying to steal mail yesterday. He got caught with his arm in the mailbox. Brian Boatwright, age 27. Here's his address if you want to write him a letter. 134 166th Place. This is New York. Got his arm stuck in a mailbox in front of the post office after he allegedly tried to grab the mail at 2:34 a.m. And the cops got to him about 4 hours later. They managed to pry him loose and promptly charged him with criminal trespass, mail tampering, and attempted larceny. He was also taken to Queens General Hospital for treatment. What a genius.
Yeah, what do you suppose made him think that he could get his arm out once he stuck it in there?
What do you think he was going to get in there? What are you going to find in a mailbox? You got to hit the Federal Express trucks.
Box,
nothing but money and drugs. Cash and dope, you know. All the radio payola goes through a Federal Express truck, which is why you never see one parked in front of WFMU, unfortunately. We're here, folks, you know. I'm pay for play.
Accepting payola.
Yeah. Okay, this blues festival thing is going on, right? It's like tonight over at the Beacon Theater. That's in, you know, Manhattan. Where is that?
74th,
Broadway and 74th.
I believe. Yeah.
Eddie James, Nell Carter, Mavis Staples, and Katie Webster. There's also a lot of free shows. Tomorrow at 1 o'clock is Arl Burnside is playing for free at the Henry Street Arts Center. And Monday is Ruth Brown, a little Jimmy Scott at the Lone Star. That's not free. And the next Saturday, we've got the Fabulous T-Birds, Bobby Blue, Bland, Johnny Hooker, and Buddy Guy and Junior Wells. All right, here's an easy trivia question for a pair of tickets to see. This is tonight, 8 o'clock, so if you don't want to win, if you can't go tonight, don't bother. Eddie James, Nell Carter, Mavis Staples, Katie Webster. Here's the question. Eddie James' first hit record was an answer song. What was it an answer song to? Pretty easy question. And I'll tell you the name of the song. The song is called The Wallflower. And there's got a new FMU phone number. Did I write it down or not? No, I didn't.
Is it on the phone now?
678-8264, area code 201. So first, you know, what was Eddie James's The Wallflower, her first hit, an answer to? What song was it an answer to? You win one pair of tickets to that tonight. And what do we got queued up?
I don't remember.
Oh, speaking of the blues, asking that musical question, can a greaseball sing the blues? Is Dion and the Belmonts?
Well, let me tell you a story all about those blues.
Wow.
About a girl I was going with who broke my heart in two. She made me get those blues, baby. Boy, oh boy, what those blues could do to you. Yeah. Well, you took my money, honey, and you left me all alone.
I gave out the wrong number. But we got a winner anyway. the number, the new FMU number, this is, it's a hard number to remember. You can't fault me. Area code 201-678-8264, but we'll be giving out a lot more tickets. That is, no, that's the wrong number. That's the number I gave out. 678-7743 is 674-7743. Well, how did you remember that, Ken?
Six pup pie.
Cherry I-812, that's the number.
Down in the barnyard picking up chips. Long game of moo cow swinging her hips. I get lonesome every day, cause my baby walks that way. Morning, noon, and night. Morning, noon, and night. Love you, birdie, baby. Morning, noon, and night. Morning, new arches on the line. I'd be old red next to mine. I would enjoy myself the most if I ever got that close. Morning, noon, and night. Morning, noon, and night. Love you, birdie, baby. Morning, noon, and night. Pile the dishes in the kitchen sink. Sit down, baby, let's have a little drink. I will hold you on my knee, but ain't no sense of you killing me. Morning, noon, and night. Morning, noon, and night. Love you, pretty baby. Morning, noon, and night.
Request for them, we'll do it anyway. Okay.
Da da ba ba da, drop drop. 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 Da da ba ba da, da da ba ba da. Bought myself a drop top for today. I bought myself a drop top for today. Thank you.
I believe I'll do y'all's favorite song. It goes like this here.
Well, a Lincoln and a Cadillac is all right, but have you seen my new satellite? Before you can crank up and get downtown, I'll be in New York sitting down in my
satellite. Mm-hmm.
You ain't never been on a real flight till you ride my satellite. Well, I left the earth about 12 noon, but 12 o'clock I was approaching the moon. The moon men, they were having a rock and roll ball. When I passed by, you should have heard them squall. Whoa, 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 satellite. You ain't never been on a real flight till you ride my satellite. As I left the moon, I put on speed. I got more power than I'll ever need. From Mars to Pluto, it's just a little hop. That is, if you're riding in what I got. Whoa, whoa, satellite. You ain't never been on a real flight till you ride my satellite. I run up on this button with the dog in the rear. I said, look at dog, is everything all right? He says, ah, but where'd you get that satellite? Whoa, oh, satellite. You ain't never been on a real flight till you ride my satellite. Well, I got time to ride in round space. I begin to feel a little out of place. I put my satellite in the reverse. I shot back down to the good green earth. Mmm, satellite. You ain't never been on a real flight till you ride my satellite.
And next week will be not Brotherhood Week, but Anti-White Week.
Teenage queen, sweetest thing you've ever seen. She can rock, she can roll, she can satisfy my soul. Yeah, I got a gal and a name is Sally Ann. Can she go? Man, you know she can.
And then the couple before that was Ray Charles with Lonely Avenue, and he stole that from the Pilgrim Travelers, I Got a New Home. Before that, the Hank Ballard and the Midnighters with What Is This I See, and he swiped that one from the sensational Nightingales, Standing at the Judgment. And I guess we had a winner in that contest. The correct answer was Robert Johnson died on the same day as Ebelis Presley, August 16th. Fateful day for famous people, I guess.
Famous blues guys.
Famous legends. But we got another set of tickets to give away in a little bit for that same thing. And then we're going to get to the fabulous T-Birds ticks.
Lorenzo ticks.
Yeah. Oh, now we're feeding back. I'm afraid to touch this thing.
Hey!
Radio Psych, watch this. Anyway. Yeah, so you want anybody want to do a news story?
Sally has something there.
Yeah, we got one from the pistol pack and mama desk.
Yeah,
speaking of which,
women and guns.
Tell them what happened to your gun, Sally.
Oh, there's so many of them. Well, my gun got stolen, I guess it proves that I should own one.
It proves that you need one.
I just worry about whatever happened to that thing. I took the bullets too. I really wanted the bullets back. Well,
very bright thief.
Jerry Prazer read that Joan Rivers had applied for a pistol permit, and he started to think of other famous women who have packed a rod. Wow, there's a lot of them here. Bernie Getz. Oh, he's not a woman. Well, I guess
kinda,
Prazer,
though.
He has honored such famous gunmen as Bernie Getz, and he points out that when Eleanor Roosevelt left the White House, she obtained a pistol permit for a Saturday night special, specifically the kind of gun that people would outlaw. See, before
I'm sure
Eleanor,
it was very special.
Sarah Bernhardt had a small revolver with a French inscription which translated as, "Don't mess with me." Oh, I like that. Sybil Shepherd is licensed to own a handgun in California. No wonder someone will shoot her.
She's got to hang around with Bruce Willis. It's probably to keep him away.
Martina Navratilova was once picked up for packing an unlicensed pistol. Betty Thomas, the tough female cop in Hill Street Blues, has a pistol license. Susan Howard of Dallas is a pistolera. That means lady pistoler.
And Madonna carries nunchucks, I believe. We have a nunchuck story coming up later, don't we? Andy's preparing the nunchuck story as we speak.
And Nancy Reagan kept a pistol by her bedside. Good thinking, Nance. Also, Bianca Jagger has joined the Maidstone Gun Club in East Hampton. But she's strongly opposed to handguns, being a vegetarian and all.
She only shoots inanimate objects.
She just thinks it's a good sport.
It is good sport.
I don't know, maybe we can like hook her up with those walk a mile for a camel kids.
Yeah. Oh, what do you got there, Den?
You know, Sally, which one you want? Asking for your gun, your bullets back, because you might get them back.
Actually, yeah. Oh, forget about that. I don't want them back. Thanks.
Yeah. Bring the gun back. We'll get some new bullets for Sally.
And a related story, another gun story here. Sort of international fun desk. 7 Ugandans slain over tape player. This is coming from Dateline, Kampala, Uganda, ex-home of Idi Amin. Everyone's favorite.
I like when they finally got Idi Amin out of office, they broke into the castle and found like billions of I Love Lucy videos.
Oh, is that a fact?
Yeah.
Did not know that.
Fun loving guy he was.
So that. Anyway. An unidentified gunman killed 7 people and wounded 13 in a weekend attack on revelers 150 miles north of here.
Revelers.
The attackers demanded a cassette recorder playing music at a Saturday night party, called to celebrate a woman's graduation from a police training school. When their demand was refused, now what would you do? You're at the party, you want the tape player. What would you do, Hound?
I try to work something out. I try to negotiate, maybe.
But remember, life is cheap in Uganda.
Right, and tape players are hard to come by.
And when their demand was refused, the gunman threw a grenade into the crowd and opened fire.
That's what I would have done. No doubt about it. Well, they know how to have a good time over there.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's do some announcements. Every Thursday at the Ludlow Cafe, the world-famous Blue Jays.
Cranking it out. They start at 10 now, folks.
Yeah, they do start at 10, the first set.
They started at 10 last Thursday, and no one was there.
If you get there at your normal time of like 11:30, you'll just about catch them getting into something really gruesome, like sundown or something. The Fairfield Four and the Sons of Thunder tonight over at 199 Chambers Street. That's 8 p.m. For more information, call 212-206-4050. Tonight there's this dynamic blues divas at the Beacon Theater. Eddie James, Nell Carter, Mavis Staples, and Katie Webster. We got one more pair of tickets to give away to that thing, and we'll be doing that in a second. Tomorrow, Rural Burnside and Bill Neely are playing at the Henry Street Arts Center. Free, 1 p.m. in the afternoon. Monday, Ruth Brown and Little Jimmy Scott at the Lone Star Roadhouse, Little Miltneck Tramps, all kinds of stuff. Jesse May Hempel, she's really great. She's like the Black Hazel Atkins. Free, 9:30 p.m. at the Research for Black Culture. I don't know where that is. For more information on this Blues Festival stuff, 212-787-2020. Excuse me, Denwa?
I was wondering, I thought I saw, what's the New Orleans guitar player, Snooks something?
Snooks Eaglin.
Is he playing for free in one of these things?
Yeah, he is, but I think that's a week from Sunday.
Oh, okay.
We'll tell you about that one next week.
All right.
But he is playing, because no one's going to remember. I don't know where the Henry Street Arts Center is.
It's on Henry Street and...
Oh, jeez. Duh. Go ahead. Tell the folks where it is, Denwa.
Henry Street and down in Chinatown, like Essex or something.
You can easily get lost down there.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. Anyway, so we're going to give away a pair of tickets to Eddie James, Nell Carter, Mavis Staples, and Katie Webster. That's tonight, 8 p.m. Don't call if you don't want to go. Here's the trivia question. We're going to play a record. We've got one queued up here. We've got our Ugandan funeral set coming up. This next one is by the Pharaohs. Who was the lead singer of the Pharaohs? He was a very famous guy. Wrote just about the most famous rock and roll song of all time. And the new FMU number, 201-678-7743. And let's hear the Pharaohs. That Watusi.
Baby, let's rock.
Watusi.
Folks, this is not Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs. It's the other Pharaohs.
On the ground, the snakes and the lizards was a crawling around. The tom-tom was a beating with a mighty sound. The Watusi. Around here. They kept the beef with the beef beating on the ground. The snakes and the lizards were crawling around. The tom-tom was a beef with a mighty sound. The Watusi. We kept the beat with our beat beating on the floor. The cat was a rocking up to and fro. The band was a bopping. You could hear him blow the watch.
Right now, incidentally, our sponsor's a Jew, Mr. Goldie. Mr. Goldie has put out a great thing, the King Kong hair straightener. A lot of you cats, you know, have the frightening wigs. So this puts it down, man. I mean, oh, so much. That's how you get the white chicks. Well,
I can hear
remember, next week we're going to, we're stressing don't care packages to Confederate soldiers. I was just kidding, folks. Two soldiers in Arkansas, we are sending those don't care packages, though. And next week will be not Brotherhood Week, but Anti-White Week. So thank you.
Gele dingo da dingo da re, dinge dingo kri dinge de a re. Headed on a corner, man, waiting for my chick. She left last night, baby, be back pretty quick. I waited long enough, I guess I'll go home now. To walk to the bank and cool it for a while. Well, they were dancing and a talking ball was trying to look his best. The things he was saying, I couldn't even guess. I move a little closer, and this is what I heard. Mama, mama, not a mumbling word.
So think about it, friends. All my white friends, my chalk people, I call them, and my blackies. So remember, keep it cool, you know, and keep it down.
Yeah. Good night, and good night for Mr. Thank You, Mr. Goldie.
Wonderful.
That's that. That's all he says. Oh, incidentally, we hope it didn't offend anybody.
Back in the States.
You know. Hungawa. This is The Hound. This is WFMU East Orange. And that was our world beat set. You know, we're getting hip. We're getting into it. That was Fela there with the Watusi Freeze. We heard the Saucers with Cha Wally Rada. I guess they're going to be on the next... They're going to be on the next Paul Simon record, I believe. The Savoys with Yaka Boom Boom. The Pharaohs and Watusi, not saying
a difference.
Neil Young uses those boxes all the time.
Yeah, his seem to. Well, they do break up the amps, I guess. We open up with the. We also heard the Astro Jets with Boomalay, but you didn't hear that because Mike wasn't working. Let's bring the drums down a little. So we got no correct answers in that question. We're going to give you some more hints about this guy, okay? He was the lead singer for the Pharaohs. He was also in the Flares. He sang lead on the Coasters, Riot, and Cell Block Number 9. He wrote a lot of big songs, Have Love Will Travel. He had a song covered by Louis Prima. I'm not going to tell you his biggest song because then everybody would get it.
Covered by everybody.
Yeah. He's from L.A. The new phone number, if you got the answer, 678-7743, and you win two tickets to the Dynamic Blues Diva show at the Beacon Theater tonight with Etta James, Mavis Staple, Katie Webster, and Nell Carter. And, Andy, you got something from the torture from the torture desk?
Yeah, it's from the torture desk, or maybe from the Cowboy Caveman in a Spaceship Award desk.
Cowboy in a Spaceship Award?
Yeah, well, this goes out to the perfect people to get this kind of award. This goes out to a policeman, of course, with a real
cowboy. Oh, by the way, I guess we're not going to get a vibe report today because they changed the FMU numbers, and Roscoe is in Russia. He doesn't know the new numbers, so if there is a vibe, we don't know who got it. Somebody in the office. Is vibing while we're here.
The vibe is lost in space.
Well, we're non-vibed. Okay, let's go to the torture desk.
All right, the torture desk. It seems that seems that in San Diego, the right to lifers, the people who are protesting for the rights of lumps of cells, are
If you want the Hound's opinion on the subject, choose death.
Choose death. Okay, so they're getting themselves arrested and protested outside this abortion clinic. And they were going limp, right? They were refusing to cooperate with the police.
Right to lifers would go limp.
All right, there you go.
Where's my mic?
So the police are faced with this very delicate human rights issue, which is how to get these people to do what you want them to do.
How come the mic goes out whenever I come up with something funny?
Oh, I don't know.
It doesn't think so.
So they decided they were going to use nunchakus, which are these little sticks tied together with, you know, pieces of leather, and they'd wrap them around these people's wrists and make them scream in pain. But anyway, there was this one cop who was a natural for this duty anyway, and he was walking around, he had a pair of handcuffs, and he was keeping the beat, tapping the handcuffs against his wrist, and he was saying, "Don't try to understand them, just round them up and brand them."
He is a cowboy in a spaceship.
"Don't try to understand them, just round them up and brand them," which is like kind of a theme song for, you know, concentration camp guards around the world.
And any of you songwriters out there, there you go. You got a free one on Andy the bartender here.
And Nat Hentoff.
But what's the quote about when the wood hits the bone and they really feel it?
When the wood hits the bone.
The guy on line number two gave up.
"That's when it really starts to hurt," this police officer says. "When the wood hits the bone, they feel it for a week."
To serve, protect, and pulverize.
Hey, you know,
the San Diego Police Department.
Get the right to life imprisonment. That's what we're talking about here.
Anyway, it is a big holiday here at FMU. It is, tomorrow is Ike Turner's birthday, and this is my yearly Ike Turner birthday salute. He'll be 117 next year, and I tell you, he made all his best records before Tina came along, or without, or after Tina left, and she was definitely the worst thing that ever happened to that poor guy. But let's just kick it off right now with Ike Turner. And if you got an answer to that question, 678-7743, hit it. New Breed, Part 2. Have a wiener, so save your dime.
Yes, I'm tired of sighing, tired of worrying too. I made up my mind, what I'm gonna do. I got my gold in a magic bottle, I'm gonna forget about you. Baby, this time I'm through. I got the clothes in the magic bottle.
good about you. You treat me like a baby, but I'm no fool. I may look like a rake, but I'm no fool. I got my club in a magic box. I'm gonna forget about you. Now with things that are hard, forget about you. Tell you glory, call.
coming back. Born to be no good, and I know you'll never be. Why I keep hanging around, and I know it can't be me. I can tell you're growing cold. You've got to let one go, and it might be me. I've tried to fool myself. About the dogs, you can't tell black from white. Everything feel right. Right on, right on.
Right on, right on.
Now baby, right on.
Right on,
right on, right on.
Now baby, right on. Right on, right on, right on, right on. Right on, right on, right on, right on, right on. Right on, right on, right on.
the whole world to feel like me. I really got my head together. I found me a new way to live. You should dig on that feeling when you give. It's really out of sight, it can start your new life. Believe me, I'm ready for anything. Happy as can be, take a good look at me. Right on, right on. Right on, right on, right on.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Right. This is the Hound. That was our birthday tribute to Ike Turner.
Happy birthday,
and
Ike.
That's pretty much where the music career of Ike Turner ended, holed up in his studio there with a bunch of cocaine babbling over that funk eye groove with Right On. Great record. And that's Albert Collins was the guitar in the weird in the right channel. Counting backwards, we heard No Coming Back. Double Mint from the Ike and Tina Turner Present the Kings of Rhythm. Great album, all instrumental stuff. Gonna Forget About You from his Sun Record Demos. And we open up with New Breed Part 2, the first runner-up to the Vula for the Hound theme song. This is WFMU East Orange. I am the Hound. Denois, Cub reporter, there. It's filling up your old brooch. We got anything in the news?
Well, I seem to have misplaced the one you gave me, but this picture of Rudy in the Daily News here, where the wind blows all his hair off his head, is pretty special. Well, no, we can read it here. Rudolph Giuliano finally let his hair down yesterday.
Listen, the New York mayoral race is like a 2 one-legged Indians in an ass-kicking contest, and you got to hate anybody who combs their hair over the bald part of their head.
I know. Well, if you look at this picture, he looks
Bob Quine wouldn't do such a thing.
He looks like Robert Duvall. He'd win, like, no problem. But with that stupid hairdo, forget it.
Yeah, Robert Duvall. That's a cool-looking bald guy.
Yeah, you know.
Be proud of it.
Really?
I do have a full head of hair, but I would say I think bald people are probably more highly evolved, you know.
Well, here's what he says about it. I should tell you that I don't have a toupee. The only transplant that I've had recently is to have a yarmulke built into the back of my head.
Yeah, and if New York was full of Germans, he'd have a swastika shaved on top of his head. He'll do anything for those votes.
Giuliani
He's
covers
creepy.
Up his balding dome with hair combed over from the left side of his head that... like total, you know, adult nerd look.
Yeah.
Giving the impression he wears a toupee or has had a hair transplant or that he just combs his hair over from the left side of his head.
The worst of three.
The worst of the three, really. Yeah. Well, look at Hank Jr. He looks good with his implants.
Oh, yeah.
He's reportedly...
That's actually not implants. Those are hairs growing right out of his brain and through his
finally
skull.
Finally happened.
Yeah. It's fungus. We had a winner in the contest, by the way, actually a couple. The correct answer was Richard Berry. Richard Berry and the Pharaohs. He wrote Louie Louie. But we got tickets to give away. Oh, God, do we got tickets to give away. We got this one. We got some tickets for next Saturday. It's at the Beacon. Fabulous Thunderbirds, Bobby Blue Bland, John Lee Hooker, and his Coast to Coast Blues Band. The band is terrible, but Hooker's great. Oh, a bunch of nobody, nothing. Canned Heat sound alike white kids. And Buddy Guy and Junior Wells. And we'll think of a way to give those out. The new number, by the way, is area code 201-678-7743. We've got more stuff to announce. Next week on the Hound Show, Hank Ballard's birthday.
Yeah.
Tonight, the Fairfield Four and the Sons of Thunder at 199 Chamber Street, 8 p.m. The world-famous Blue Jays every Thursday at the Ludlow Cafe.
They're early.
Tomorrow, there's a free show, Rural Burnside and Texas guitar player Bill Neely at Henry Street Arts for the Living Center. That's free. That's on Henry Street down by Essex, Den says. We got the phones lit up. We didn't even ask the question yet.
Calling in to say how much they love you, huh?
Oh, I bet. Anyway, we still got to get to our blues hangover and our hillbilly hangover and our first martini set, but right now we're going to play some rock and roll records. Okay, here's the trivia question, geniuses on the line there. This next record I got queued up here, it's by a guy who was a famous, he had a lot of hits as an instrumentalist.
Uh-huh.
But he's singing on this one. So who is this guy singing? A one and a two. Hit it. And you get two tickets, you win. Yeah, hit it.
You got me so shook up from my head to my feet. I can't keep still, I'm doing the midnight creep. You give me heebie-jeebies. Yeah, 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 you give me heebie-jeebies. Ooh, heebie-jeebies, girl, you really got me in a whirl. The way you walk and the way you switch, gonna get for me the party day. You give me heebie-jeebies. Yeah, 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 you give me heebie-jeebies.
Hank Ballard of Hank Ballard and the Midnighters, and you're listening to The Hound. You remember the hound? I'm talking about the hound, the stone cold blooded hound. W-F-U-M. No. Let me do another one. Hi there, this is Hank Ballard of Hank Ballard and the Midnighters. And you're listening to the hound. I mean the hound, the cold blooded hound on WFMU, East Orange 91.1 on your dial. And if you change that dial, I will break your fingers.
Sometimes you swear you love me. I feel like a king on a throne. Whenever you're not with me, I have to call you on the telephone. I get a feeling when you say,
on
I get a good feeling when you say,
on
I get a feeling, baby, when you're calling my name. Kill me when you say I love you. Don't want nobody else to come on. Set my soul on fire. I sure do miss you when you're gone. I get a feeling when you say I get a good feeling when you say I get a feeling, baby, when you're calling my name. Come on home. I get a feeling when you say,
daddy's rolling
stone. Oh, but a feeling when you say,
daddy's rolling stone.
I get a feeling, baby, when you call my name.
Daddy's rolling stone. Daddy's rolling stone.
Oh, what a feeling, baby.
Daddy's rolling stone.
Oh, such a good feeling.
Daddy's rolling stone.
One more time.
Daddy's rolling stone.
I've been looking into this rock and roll stuff, and believe me, what I see disgusts me.
All right.
Shake, baby, shake, baby, shake. Let me bounce on the floor. Shake, baby, shake. Leave my mind at home. Shake. I just love you. Sexy ways. Wiggle, baby, wiggle, baby, wiggle. Good mama and dad come home. Wiggle, baby, wiggle, baby, wiggle. Leave me the balls on the mama. Wiggle, hey, wiggle. I just love sexy ways. Come inside the town, all the family. In the old way, baby, down, down, down. Do it, baby, do it, baby. Do it, baby, do it, baby. Do it, baby, do it, baby. I just love sexy ways.
Why don't you put that small mind to some constructive use?
Red, red, there, blue, there, white, there's green.
Mesa!
Look at the rock, look at the sun. My baby wears knee socks.
Man, that cat comes on like Godzilla.
States.
Yeah, this is the Hound, and this is WFMU East Orange. We don't have a winner yet. Folks, no more guesses for white guys, please. It wasn't Link Ray, it wasn't Dwayne Eddy, it wasn't Bill Justice. Closer, but not quite. It wasn't Bill Doggett. It wasn't anybody like that. So I'll give you some hints. The question was, who was singing that version of Heebie Jeebies that we opened the set up with? And the hint was, well, he was black, he played organ. His biggest hit gets played a lot in roller rinks and hockey games. So if you think you know who that was singing heebie-jeebies, 674-7743, you get two tickets for the Fabulous T-Birds, Bobby Blue Bland, John Lee Hooker, and Buddy Guy and Junior Wells at the Beacon next Saturday. Now, let me hear, what did we just hear? We had the Veritones with Pink Pedal Pushers, the Ideals with Knee Socks, Johnny Carroll and Sexy Ways, Hank Ballard and the Midnighters, Daddy Rolling Stone. Next week's Hank's birthday, we'll be doing a little something. Our bi-weekly tribute to Hank Ballard. Slim Dorch with Big Boy Rock. And the Mystery Man doing heebie-jeebies. Like this? Technology got nuts, huh? So, Den, should we just get to answering some more phones and places, get right to this cocktail?
Can we put people on the air on this phone or not?
Oh, yeah, we can do that.
Might as well. They're calling. They can't wait until we're off mic, so put them on the air.
What's your guess?
Okay, I think I should have said it before. It's not Booker T, is it?
No.
Ah,
darn. No, thanks a lot. But that was, at least you got the right instrument and the color of the guy. What's your guess?
Dave Baby Cortez.
Hey! We're going to put you on hold, genius, and get your name, because if we give your name out on the air, if you say it on the air, someone's going to steal your ticket, okay? So
okay.
When we get off the mic, we'll get your name.
Okay, great.
There, Dave Baby Cortez of Rinky Dink fame. Yeah, what a guy. Wonder if we know that fella. Anyway, you know, we're always doing, like, hangover this and hangover that, figuring that it is the hangover slot. You guys are getting out of bed. But now, like, we got windows here. The sun is going down over East Orange. And it's time for the first martini set.
Ah, yes.
We got two bartenders here. Sally and Andy, you got any tips for the perfect martini? Anybody?
Yeah, don't order one in my bar.
Yeah? You don't like it?
No.
Sally doesn't like making martinis either. I don't drink martinis myself, but... All right, let's go kick into it anyway. You know, it's like the chill thing. But it's not, you know, I mean, we are up against the Sinatra Sunday on NEWAM, but, you know.
That's true.
Ours is better, okay? Kick it off with LMA Morse.
Baby, you look ready as Mr. Freddy this black. How about you and me going spinning at the track?
What's that, homie? If you think I'm going dancing on a dime, your clock is ticking on the wrong time.
Well, what's your pleasure, treasure? You call the plays, I'll dig the ways.
Hey, daddy-o, I'm not so crude as to drop my mood on a square from way back. I'm in there and have to dig life with father, and I mean father's lack.
Well, baby, your play gives my wig a solid flip. You snap the whip, I'll make the trip.
Well, lace up your boots and we'll broom on down to a knocked-out shack on the edge of town. There's an 8-beat combo that just won't quit. Keep walking till you see a blue light lit. Fall in there and we'll see some sights at the house of blue lights. There's fryers and broilers and Detroit barbecue ribs. That's the treat of the trees. Is when there's to be those fine 8 beats. You want to spend the rest of your price. Set up the house of blue lights.
About Italian Swiss colony wine. While talking with some friends the other night, the conversation swung around to Italian Swiss colony California pale dry sherry. They asked me what makes it so mellow. Well, Nat King Cole doesn't pretend to be a wine expert, but I could answer that one. Italian Swiss colony pale dry sherry is extra mellow because it's aged in redwood. I enjoy it. I think you will too. Now the yodel hobby. So smooth. So smooth and mellow. That you just can't miss with Italian Swiss. Italian Swiss colony wine.
The greatest.
Took a monkey for a ride in the air. The monkey thought that everything was on the square. The buzzer tried to throw the monkey off his back. The monkey grabbed his neck and said, "Now listen, Jack. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Ain't no use in diving. What's the use of jiving? Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top." The buzzer told the monkey, "You were choking me. Release your hold and I will set you free." The monkey looked the buzzer right dead in the eye and said, "Your story is so touching, but it sounds just like a lie. Straighten up and fly right.
Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. And stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Fly right.
Embrace me, my sweet embraceable you.
Just one look at you, my heart goes tipsy in me.
You and you alone bring out the gypsy in me.
Oh, 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 oh. I love all, oh, 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 those many, oh, 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 charms about you. Oh, 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 oh.
Above all, I want my arms about you.
Ooh, don't be a naughty baby.
Oh, why don't you come and get your baby too?
Call from the point.
My sweet embraceable.
Well, tell me, Bing, tell me what it's all about.
I found my one ideal, and this time I'm sure it's real. Yip, yip, da hootie, got me a beauty. She sure is a dream. My baby said yes, she said yes, she said yes. She didn't say no. cock-a-doodle, you're off your noodle. You're way off the beam, cause baby said yes, she said yes, she said yes, she couldn't say go. Knock me a daisy. Now what would I do with a daisy all day?
You wear it and bear it.
Bang, you sound kind of crazy.
I'm happy that way. I diddle diddle, march down the middle. And now we're a team, cause baby said yes, she said yes, she said yes, yes, she couldn't say no. Said yes, she said yes, she said yes, she didn't say no. Cock-a-doodle off my noodle, off the bean, cause baby said yes, she said yes, she said yes, she didn't say go. Knock me a daisy, that sure was a daisy. That one was hazy, but I'm happy that way.
I did a little, march down the middle, and now we're a team, cause baby said yes, she said yes, she said yes, yes, she couldn't say no, she couldn't say no, no, no.
Driving me crazy. What did I do? Whatever did I do? My tears for you, they make everything hazy. Cloud in the sky that used to be blue. How true were the friends who were near me to cheer me. Believe me, they knew. But you, you were the kind who would hurt me, desert me when I needed you. Yes, you, you are driving me crazy. What did I do? Did I do to you? Who were near me to cheer me, believe me, they knew. But you were the kind who would hurt me, desert me when I needed you. Yes, you, baby, you, you're driving me crazy. What did I do? Tell me, what did I do? Please, what did I do?
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Right. It's the Hound, and that was Francis Albert Sinatra, ladies and gentlemen, the chairman of the board. Phoning that one in, I guess, eh, Dan? What do you think?
Know, you know, you can't be there for all of them.
One take, Frank. Hurt me? Oh, you're driving me crazy. Counting backwards, we had Louis Jordan and Bing Crosby. I guess, it's, as Andy said, better than David Bowie and Bing Crosby. With My Baby Said Yes, Hip Hip Da Hootie. Louis Prima and Keeley Smith with Embraceable You and I Got It Bad and That Ain't Good. Nat King Cole, Straighten Up and Fly Right. And we opened up with Ella Mae Morrison, Freddie Slack, and the House of Blue Lights.
Yeehaw.
And there it is. You know, so we got. Well, I heard you guys talking martinis. I know you got some tips. Nah. We won't talk work here.
Well, I think one tip for martinis is to make them at home, shake them up real well, and try making an In-N-Out martini sometime. Look that up in your martini books, folks.
Mm-hmm.
In-N-Out martini.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Anyhow,
takes two people to
we
make
got some more news,
In-N-Out
I think,
at
here.
Home.
Oh, yeah, speaking of that little greaseball Frank Sinatra,
hey.
If you want to sip drinks at their Rancho
hey.
Mirage,
hey.
Mr. Greaseball.
For 25, for 25, yeah, we got to drive back through Hoboken. I'll be on the floor of the caddy. Okay, for $25,000, you can get a weekend with the Sinatras. The money goes to the Barbara Sinatra Center for Abused Children. Those are children that Frank abused personally, including Mia Farrow. Those who've signed up for the November 17th through 19th event include Carolyn and Leonard Firestone, the former envoy to Belgium. And I guess Tommy Lasorda is going to be there. Yeah.
No, the other, that's a different one. That's
oh,
Tommy
a different
Lasorda.
What is they charging for the Tommy Lasorda
that's
weekend?
That's another 25 grand.
Oh, 25 grand for Tommy Lasorda?
It's a roast.
I think
though.
They need to
so
move that
to
decimal point
like
over
Alan
about
King and the Samala and stuff.
Move that decimal point to the left, maybe like three places. Oh, okay, let's go through these renouncements one more time. Every Thursday, the world-famous Blue Jays at the Ludlow Cafe. That's free. Fairfield 4 and the Suns O Thunder, 199 Chambers Street tonight. Dynamic Blues Divas, Eddie James, Nell Carter, Mavis Staples, and Katie Webster tonight at the Beacon Theater. Free tomorrow on Henry Street Arts for Living Center. Rural Burnside, great Mississippi guitar player, and a white blues man from Texas, old guy, one of the very first recorded white blues players, Bill Neely.
Yeah.
And then Monday you got little Jimmy Scott and Ruth Brown up at the Lone Star. Tuesday for free at the Schoenberg Center for Research in Black Culture. This is free, 9:30. Jessie Mae Hempel, she's like the Black Hazel Atkins, one-woman band.
I think that's uptown. I think that's Harlem.
Yeah. Well, if you want any information on this Benson and Hedges, you can probably smoke at these shows, Blues Festival. Area code 212-787-2020. Next Friday, you got Albert King and Dr. John and David Willie Dixon over at the Beacon. And Saturday, you got the Thunderbirds and Bobby Blue Bland and John Lee Hooker and Buddy Guy and Junior Wells. And then Tuesday at the Pyramid, the Freaks and Laurie S.'s band Crave will be there for you headbanging crowd. Anyway, I think it's time. They've been waiting long enough for the Blues Hangover. Let's just hit them with that.
Yep.
With Jimmy Reed.
Blues talk.
But, of course, you end that sack. 1-2, Mr. Reed. Mr. Reed, you're on. Thank you. Make sure he doesn't fall down, then. Baby.
80 weeks strong. The devil's son-in-law, the high sheriff of hell. To get his time, he kicked the judge in the ass and blew the DA's head.
Got a sweet woman, she gives me what I need. She lives down the alley and she's built for speed. So take me down in the alley. So take me down in the alley. So take me down in the alley if you want to satisfy me. Don't give me no liquor, 30 cents a shot. Caught the stuff down the alley, really hits the spot. So take me down in the alley. So take me down in the alley. So take me down in the alley if you want to satisfy me. Take me down in the alley, boy. If you want to satisfy me. Something smell like fish. Down in the alley, you will find that dish. So take me down in the alley. So take me down in the alley. So take me down in the alley. If you want to satisfy me. I'm a tough man, I don't want nothing nice. Going down the alley while the women shooting dice. So take me down in the alley. So take me down in the alley. So take me down in the alley. Everyone is satisfied. Take me down in the alley. Why women shooting dice. They even satisfy me. From uptown, women down the alley really break them down. So take me down in the alley. So take me down in the alley. So take me down in the alley if you want to satisfy me. place woman ain't gonna sing no more. Want to find me, you know, far to go. Just go down in the alley. Just go down in the alley. Just go down in the alley. Baby, if you wanna find me.
Said, baby, said, I just got to. Said, baby, just let me feel it. Said, no, I ain't gonna let you do nothing to it until we are married. He said, baby, I got to. Said, just let me smell it. Oh, please. She said, baby, said, you don't have to wait but until Monday and you can get it. Said, baby, said, but I just got to smell it. She said, all right, I'm gonna let you smell it one time. He got down there and said, are you sure this will keep till Monday?
What do you think about sex on TV?
Sex on TV is fine as long as the set is turned off.
Yeah.
Eight.
Right.
Right.
Hound here. That's the Blues Hangover segment for today. You want to hear the entire array of effects I can get out of this thing? I know you
go,
do.
Go for it.
Whoop. We got this one here. Hit that. We got this one. We got this one here. How about that? Right. The Hound, conquering technology with every waking moment. All right, that was Frankie Lee Sims with She Likes the Boogie Real Low. Before that, we heard Howl and Wolf Riding in the Moonlight. That's an alternate take that you can only find on a German CD where it belongs, right? Big Bill Brunsey and Washboard Sam going under the nom de disc of the Midnight Ramblers with Down in the Alley. Elmore James and Bobby's Rock. And we opened up with Jimmy Reed and You and That Sack. I like that one. Yeah. What else is going on here? Denois.
A serious tape delay there now.
Yeah, we've hit the... I better turn this thing to face me. I got... which way face this thing? It's a foot pedal. It's made to be stepped on. Can I stand on the board? And we got this. This one is set. It's called F-back. Feedback. You know, and then you got balance.
F-back. Feedback.
This one is set. You know, and then you got balance. And you got fine manual. And the mode.
What we have here is technology in the service of stupidity. At
well,
long last.
See that
long
this last. Is how not to do it. We'll show you how to do it. We'll play a really good record with all kinds
with
of funny
all
effects
the
on
effects
it.
On.
Yeah, Bob and Jerry with Ghost Satellite.
Addictive rock music is. It has made me the man that I am now, divorced, a bit burnt out and cold-hearted. Drugs are not even close when it comes to bad habits. Rock is so infectious. It's not even the lyrics or the people involved or their lifestyles that are addictive. It is the music. It has a drug-like effect. It is a mood elevator. If I want to get amped up, I just turn on a particular album. It also takes one's mind off God. It's the music itself. Now, you put some different words to it, you still have the beat, you still have the music, and it still pulls a man down into his passions and his sin.
Driving with my baby, don't you know me? I'm cool, going yeah, 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 yeah. A motorcycle. Oh. red motorcycle. From here all the way out to the other side of town, everywhere you go there's a motorcycle sound going, yeah, 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 a motorcycle.
Hi, Dick Man, you're on an eco trip.
Just because of your kiss. Now I know I can't forget. Just because. because of your sweet kiss.
Right now, listening to me on these morning and evening broadcasts, and you know you're sick, you know your prostate's infected and diseased, and you know that unless some relief comes to you, that you're going to be in the undertaker's parlor on the old cold slab being embalmed for a funeral. Well, why do you hold back? Why do you twist around the old Kupferberg? Why do you delay longer and take chances when I'm offering you these low rates, this easy work, this lifetime guarantee of service plan? Come at once to the Brinkley Hospitals, Little Rock, Arkansas, before it's everlastingly too late.
Mason, all the same tomorrow. December 1st, 1965.
Crazy, man. This is good, man. Can you pick it up? You sure? Go get another microphone, make sure, man. All right. Ready? One. This is Facing All Tomorrow's. Facing All the Same Tomorrows. Okay.
Ooh, wait a second. The labels are reversed on this record, folks. This isn't my fault. But we're going to have to do a live. I thought we got through the whole show without having to do the live recue. This really isn't my fault. Look at that. Look at that, Den. What does that say? What does that say? It says Link Ray Vendetta.
That's what it says.
Yeah, but it was reversed. Billy Miller, take note. Here we go. That's Vendetta. Just did that in the radio station copies thing. And the big joke on the hound. All right, that just about wraps it up. That was Link Wray with Vendetta with a little trouble there cueing it. Andre Williams, Just Because of a Kiss, getting all the requests out of the way. Jimmy D, Rock Tick Tock, Tico and the Triumphs, that's Paul Simon singing that. Bad Motorcycle, Bob and Jerry with Ghost
Bob
Satellite.
And Jerry with Ghost Satellite.
We're a little slow on the delay. I think I screwed it up. Anyway, I'd like to thank Chris T for setting up this swell foot panel for me. Denois for coming out. Andy the bartender, Sally the bartender, Laurie S. is up next, and she'll be playing at the Pyramid Tuesday with the Freaks. Come down and see Laurie S. That's it, the Lord, the Crick, you know.
Blah, blah, blah. Start picking. You know I'm picking. Well, I'm picking on the chicken. Yeah.